Hello. Hello and good morning. Welcome to day 7 in our 11-day series, Return of Light, countdown to the winter solstice, which is on Sunday, the 21st. Yay! How is everyone today? Let's start this day, as always, with some breathing. And we're going to like take some nice, deep, slow breaths in through the nose. And when you get to the top of your in-breath, we're going to hold it for a moment before we exhale through the mouth. So let's start. Find a comfortable seat. Close your eyes. Notice how your body's feeling. So now let's take a nice, slow, long breath in through the nose. And when you get to the top of your breath, hold it for a moment. A count of 3 or 4 or 5. And then exhale through your mouth. The breathing today sort of feels like you're breathing in and out through a straw. So you have this concentrated space where your lips are pursed a little bit. So you're when you exhale, so when you inhale, it's like you're breathing in through a straw through your nose, slow and steady. When you get to the top of your breath, let's hold it for a moment. And then we exhale slowly, as if we're blowing through a straw. And then you give a nice little squeeze with your belly in and up to get the remains of your air out of your lungs. So let's continue with that. Breathe in through the nose slowly and steadily. And when you get to the top, let's hold it for a moment. And now exhale, as if you had a straw in your mouth. So your exhale will last a lot longer with this method. So let's try that again. In through the nose, slow and steady. And exhale through the mouth. Good job. Is everybody noticing their body feeling better? Everything feeling better? So now with our breath, let's slow down our breath, even out our breath, and let's connect into that place within ourselves, that infinite place within, that place for most people that's located physically somewhere in our torso, maybe in the heart space or the solar plexus or the pelvis or below the belly button somewhere, wherever you feel your power spot is. Go in through there with your attention and your intention and your breath. Find that place, that deep place within you that opens up to the infinite. It's amazing how deep and vast it is, even though it's still located in our physical body. So when you feel connected to you and you, let's now reach down into the earth with our roots. So let's take a breath in through the top up our head, all the way down our spine, and exhale into the earth, forming roots, sprouting off of our body, growing roots. You can grow them from your feet if your feet are on the earth, or if you're sitting, grow them out of your spine, the base of your spine. Now, as you breathe down through the top of your head, down through your body and into the earth, allow your roots to spread out and grow as much as they'd like. Till you feel like you found your sweet spot. Now that we're connected to our inners, to ourselves, and we're connected down into the earth, let's now connect to all that is. Let's plug into the mothership, whatever word you like to use for that, whether it's source energy, the divine, God, goddess, the cosmos, the universe, whatever word resonates with you, let's connect in to that. And if you have trouble visualizing that, you can just pretend like you're driving your spaceship and you're requesting connecting to the mothership. So you're driving through space and you get on your walkie-talkie and you say, request connection to mothership. And the mothership opens and allows you to connect in. So with our breath, we're now connected into ourselves, into the earth, and into the mothership, or into all that is. From this place, this is a very safe, healing, nurturing, peaceful place, very grounded, and very expansive at the same time. From this place, let's go then to our sacred space within, whatever that looks like to you, your inner temple, your inner sanctuary, your inner retreat. And it can look like anything you want it to look like. It can be a forest or mountains or both, or the ocean or volcanoes or the jungle. It can be a quiet, still pond. You can be sitting on a bench next to it. Quiet is really key for me, and my inner sanctuary is very quiet. And besides the plants and animals, I'm the only one there. So all I hear when I'm there is nature. The sounds of nature are actually very healing. So our word for today, the card that I pulled today, is surrender. And honestly, surrender is not my favorite word. And I was like, oh, really? Surrender? However, when I read about it, it makes total sense. Because everybody's interpretation is different of every word in our vocabulary, as we've been exploring in this series. So I sometimes feel like surrender means like, oh my gosh, I got to give up to something that I don't want to give up to. But that doesn't have to be its meaning. In the book and the set of cards that I'm referencing and pulling from, it talks about surrendering is more yielding to your need to control. And we all have that in some way, shape, or form. So right now, as I see it, we are standing on the precipice. Here's another good word. I'm going to actually tell you the definition. A very steep rock face or cliff, typically a tall one. So we're standing there we're standing on the precipice of the known, and what lies in front of us is the unknown. So this version of surrender talks about yielding to your control so that you don't, how can you navigate into the unknown if you're trying to control it because you don't know what's out there? This is more about being open to the possibilities, being open to the unknown. And when we relax and yield to our control, we open ourselves to possibility. So we are then able to stand on the edge of the precipice and leap. And take that leap. So right now, our only vehicle is the leap of faith. Faith in ourselves and trusting ourselves and our inner knowing and our inner guidance, because we all have it, so that we can, without controlling the outcome or the next step, leap off the precipice into the unknown. So I like to explore all these things from our sacred place, from our inner sanctuary, so that we feel safe and nurtured. So today, when you go about your day, tune in to the level of control that you are trying to strap on to your life. Because when we open, when we surrender or yield to that control, it opens up the possibilities. And then we can even maybe even see the horizon. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for creating this sacred space. Have a beautiful day. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
The moderator has left the conference.